Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey.
Hey there, all you listeners out there, the readers.
It's Carrie.
And Lara. And you're listening to Sexy
Prairie Home.
Prairie Home Companion.
Companion.
I am Lindsay.
Hello.
Hello. I am Lindsay Lohan. And you are watching a Prairie Home Companion.
You're watching Prairie Home Companion. I'm starting it.
Wait, did we talk about how Lindsay did a Parent Trap reunion recently?
I think we touched on it somewhere.
Oh, we did.
Yeah. I'm so out of practice with Lindsay's vocals.
We report to you live from Prairie Home Companion.
Welcome to
Prairie Home
Federation's
Companion.
Podcast.
The Federation.
I'm Lindsay Lohan.
And I am Lindsay Lohan too.
I think that Quora has been good to her.
Yeah, she's like helping Putin. No, I'm just kidding. Putin released. I love that Russia like released their vaccine.
Oh, they have a vaccine now?
Apparently.
And, like, flies to Russia.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's probably not legit, but
I would be an anti-vaxxer for Russia's vaccine. That's where I would start flexing my anti-vax muscles.
I would get very trust this. I don't know. I would get super Jessica Biel about the Russian vaccine.
If you
and Robert Kennedy Jr.
The option right now to get a vaccine, but it was Russia's vaccine, I don't think I would do it. No, but that's just me.
Goes anti-vax once.
Ooh, it feels good in here. I enter the anti-vax territory. I'm always like, teetering on like a anti-vax buy-in. I have to be quite honest with you. I'm always like, what if I haven't ever gone that level, but I'm always like,
Lars.
I know. I just it's the goop side of me, or like the holistic like supplement side of me. That kind of flirts with the anti-vax. Like I will be standing like 10 feet away.
I think you like to flirt with danger a little.
I do it. I just like to look and make eye contact and kind of smile.
Yeah, we all like to stare hell in the eye sometimes. Yeah,
that's the closest I've come to like an anti-vax.
But then you don't want to be like.
I don't want polio or what.
Or like measles.
Or measles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want any of it.
Yeah, I don't want you getting polio either. Gets polio once.
Gets polio. But I still think about gets polio once. That is the pro-vaxxers meme for an anti-vaxxer turning.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, flu shots are now available earlier than ever before.
I was offered one and then I just didn't feel like it.
Well, yeah, I too was offered one and I had to decline because I was getting a dental surgery the next day. So I was like, it's probably not the best. I did go anti-vax for that moment.
Me too. But I will go get
time. But I can't wait to skip on over to CVS and get loaded up with a flu shot. Ooh, stick it in me.
Oh, woo! Yes. I'm excited. I would advocate on this podcast. I'm taking a stand and saying my hot take is maybe get a flu shot before this fucking fall comes because a place of en masse is just around the corner.
Yeah, it's coming. If you believe in our psychic abilities and our abilities in relaying the psychic prediction of others, you will get a flu shot.
There was a video of Shia LaBeouf getting his nose swabbed, and it was like kind of erotic.
Ugh.
He is so
hot. Unreal.
He's been like you know how like Instagram suggests it, like explore page based on like what you like. He's been little Shia fan accounts have been sneaking in, which I'm like,
I gotta follow some of those.
You love a fan account.
I love a fan account. I was my last big fan account following sesh was R.I.P. Ashley Benson and Cara Delevingne, and now they're
dunzo.
They're done. So I need some new fan accounts to get behind. I do follow Shia's outfits on Instagram, which is great.
Is he still with FKA?
No, they broke up and now he's back with Mia Goth.
Love that.
Feels right. It's like as it should be.
I ride for Mia after Suspiria.
Yeah, I believe in them.
She's a good actress.
She's great.
Who else am I following recently that I'm like very happy about? I followed Brenda Dixon.
Who's that?
Remember that video, Welcome to My Home, that like vanity video from the 80s?
It rings a bell, but I can't say I remember it off the top of my head.
I'll post about it. It's like a famous, and I follow one of my favorite followers is Joanna Cassidy.
Oh, yeah.
She's going wild in war.
What's she up to?
She's like fucking living her best. She's been posting a lot about like how like being on set again and like just her wild life.
She's excited to work, to get back to work.
She is. She was excited. She followed me on Twitter because I tweeted that Joanna Cassidy's parents lived next to me growing up, which they did.
Chic.
And she tweeted, this was also a tweet from like 2015, and she finally responded like a few months ago and wrote, really?
Quora gave her a chance to just tie up loose ends. Yeah.
That's like one time I tweeted about Krisha, that movie, and the Krisha tweeted me like months later. Like, ooh, like, wow, yay.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
My famous house connection is that I grew up in Cher's stepdad's house in Oklahoma.
Wow.
Yeah. He owned the house with her mom before my parents moved into it.
Did they ever meet her with him?
I don't think she ever. I don't know if she ever set foot in it, but then the gardener that my mom like inherited with the house, he claimed that Cher was there and he saw her swimming naked in the pool once. But TBD. If so, iconic.
Iconic.
If not iconic, but
that's an amazing connection.
It's a cool connection.
So you could, like, theoretically go up to Cher and be like, yeah, I lived in your parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be like, whoa.
Whoa. Do you believe in that? And I'd just join her in singing.
Another great follow is Katie Holmes.
Oh yeah, what's she up to?
She posted a wild photo last night about the news of Kamala Harris and Biden, and it was a picture of Katie like looking like she was like somewhat, I can't even hear.
Is she happy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like
she
ecstasy.
Feels like she could release. She could finally get the release she needed with that news.
Someone tweeted at me, it looks like she's getting eaten out, like, in a bathroom.
It is sexual. It's a little flash dance. It's a little sexual.
She has a wild social media.
Okay, I'll follow her. I'm ready.
Yeah, and, like, occasionally she'll, like, hint at Suri.
Mm-hmm.
But she keeps her very, like, out of the...
That's a good thing, I think.
Yeah. But she's, and she, like, Zach Posen's always, like, my girl, and, like, you know.
I love it.
Imagine having that reaction to, like, any politician.
I have that reaction only when I Postmates a Panine.
A Panine!
And it arrives in one of those robot things.
Oh my god.
And by that time I'm so hungry because those robots are so fucking slow that it takes like 30 extra minutes for it to get there and I'm famished. And finally when I get the notification that it's arrived, I go full Katie Holmes, Kamala Harris vibe. It's also very Melissa praying to Jesus and her father.
Oh my god. Well, we should get into it?
Yeah. Let's go there.
The finale.
This season finale really fell flat. It was like things kind of happened, but nothing really happened, and then it was just over.
I kind of think they should have had the last episode be the season finale with Melissa performing. I think that should have been the true climax.
Felt really final to me.
It did. And like end it with like Joe Giudice being like, she did something that none of us could do. Mm-hmm. You know, and then like cut to him being like, $11 million in debt still.
Yeah. Also, it's somehow spring.
Yeah. Where did the time go?
Dead of winter. Like snow. Like so everything frozen over to then just like everything. Spring has sprung. The flowers are in bloom.
But I will say that's how the Northeast is sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes a Jersey winter can go out as quickly as it came.
Just to add it to the list of things I love about Jersey, because I was like, Jersey's looking very inviting again.
There was nothing better than like being in middle school and it being like a Wednesday afternoon and like being early March and like having a balmy day where it was kind of cloudy and then going to McDonald's and getting a Shamrock Shake and being like, it's spring. When Shamrock Shakes came in, I was like, spring is here.
Yeah, it's time.
Like, that was my time.
Mm-hmm.
Jersey's like that, and then like next week it'll snow.
Yeah. Okay. Things looked very lush. All the landscaping was like really on point.
Yeah, it was. That was a little jarring. And then Caroline was like having like caprese salad like on her back deck. Like
yeah,
what?
I was like what?
It's,
like,
it's suddenly
time.
June.
Yeah.
That was like Victoria's school dance seemed like a spring thing, and it was still chilly out. But then suddenly they definitely filmed that later. I think there was a break in filming.
If Tree was like at one point shooting all the stuff for her cookbook, like that, there's has to be like a 6 month period or something at least between shooting those photos and actually the book being released. So
yeah,
I think they just crunched.
I think Teresa, I think it was like a, they took like a month or two off between waiting for the book to come out and then like, because that was the big drama and it's the drama going into the next season.
Yeah, because I feel like it would have been just a good note to end on with like you end with Melissa and you open up next season with like dramas on the fucking horizon. Like Tree's book has come out.
Yeah, it did feel like a first episode for a new season. It did feel like that. And the fucking book is like the main drama next season. It's so annoying. This book is like haunts
us. It
takes over. Because the only time a book has been used well was season one of Roni with Cop Without a Badge.
Cop Without a Badge.
The book. So we start with Teresa or Melissa's getting ready. They're going to have photographers come to Teresa's house and they're going to do a Judice Gorga
family photo. I love it. And her stylist. I do like when, her stylist, Metal Benroya, is over. I just was like loving Metal
Benroya,
who really came to just like stir the pot. Yeah.
And I like when Teresa calls Melissa and then Teresa hits like a bunch of buttons and you just hear Teresa going like, oh shit.
With classic Tree initiating a phone call.
I like when Teresa's... The thing that makes me think that some of the drama is staged is like the way that Teresa and Melissa talk on the phone is very like amicable.
Yeah.
The way they talk in that moment felt like, oh, you guys talk like several times a day. Kind of like casual. Did you get that vibe?
See, I was thinking it felt kind of opposite. Like you guys never talk on the phone and you're like acting your phone. Their phone acting skills are pretty poor, I would say. Like the conversation feels kind of like stilted or whatever.
Maybe I was just duped by TV magic, but I was like, because Tree was like, all right, you go. Like she was being kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's also in the power seat in this situation. Like she's hosting the like family photo and like including them. Her book's coming out. Like Tree's feeling very like back on top in this situation.
She's manic.
Yeah, she's manic once again. Momo mania.
She also controls what Antonia is wearing or what Melissa's wearing because Adriana's wearing pink and purple. So she tells Melissa to not wear pink and purple.
And I love that Melissa was trying on a pink and purple, like the sluttiest top she could possibly wear to like a family event.
I know.
That cross. And then like, it was a really wild, like cross just over the boobs, fabric, halter, then midriff, then like a hot pink cummerbund. And truly, you just know you're hot when you can pull off something that. Like that and it just look you're at like me the viewer accepts it.
I was like very depressed to hear that they've never been included in a family photo.
It tracked.
It's fucked up
drama. Yeah.
So they're getting ready. She's getting her kids ready to go over for a night shoot.
Metal says she mentions that I'm glad you didn't tell Tree that it was me who's over here because I guess she styled Teresa and Teresa said never work with Melissa. I'm like, why would you say that to this person?
Metal. I also love I love how the Judice and Gorgas only come alive at night.
Mm-hmm.
Their families can only meet in the dead of night. Every time they meet, they have backlighting on their house, like front lighting on their house. Like it only, like, you know what I'm talking about? It's always like.
They must meet once the sun goes down. That's why Tree was so late to take the kids over to Melissa's.
Mm-hmm.
That one like, she had to wait till sundown.
The sun ain't down. We're not going yet, kids.
Gotta wait till sunset. You know, that's the law. That's like the Gorga curse. They operate under like a mystical curse on the family.
It's the blood moon. Always.
Then
we cut to Trees.
Mm-hmm. Melania is crawling all over the place.
When is she not?
Melania is Spider-Man.
She is. Teresa's of course a mess.
I feel like at one point Adriana was like hanging off of her own high chair just by her teeth.
Yeah. Getting ready with that family is like, I can't think of anything more stressful.
I just Joe love... Is,
and Joe's, Joe's always the last to get ready.
Not gonna help. Yeah, he's like passed out somewhere. With his like tongue hanging out of his mouth, like panting. I think like Adriana is like weirdly very strong.
Mm-hmm.
She is like low-key... She's like attempting, like, I think she goes under the radar because she is the youngest and no one really like pays her mind, but if you watch closely, she literally is like hanging off of things just by her teeth. And at one point in the episode, she tried to like, she like walked up to the door and just shut it and closed every like four people out of the house and then like walked off. I was like, she is like flexing on everyone and low-key like she has machination. She has tricks up her fucking sleeve.
She is like extremely cuspid heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's, her front canines are like like ship anchors.
She's like a little gargoyle who came to life. She's like, just like, she's a gargoyle who inhabited human form and tricks you with like how cute she is and also the youngest, but I feel like she like sucks people's souls out of their body at night.
She has to be on her feet because of Melania.
Because Melania could pick her up and like launch her at any time. Melania's constantly beating her. But she loves it. And that's the gargoyle within. It's like she loves like the violence.
The gargoyle. And then we cut to the Larita house. And Uncle Jamie has flown in from Chicago. Big
I'm
gay Jamie.
Call the police on Uncle Jamie. Is he gay?
Yeah.
Okay, damn it. I literally, truly my gaydar, I just have to accept that whenever I'm like weirdly attracted to someone, which I kind of wrote in my notes, I was like, Jamie is hot.
He is hot.
That means they're gay. Yeah. every time without fail, it's like that.
Look.
I can't control it. It's just how like, I've always been. And I'm just now.
Everyone has their thing.
Accept.
You're just, you are drawn to gay men.
I'm drawn to them.
Sexually and just emotionally.
Yeah, everything. I think I really was like a gay man in a past life.
And when you say it, when another straight woman says that, it makes me want to like jump off a bridge. But when you say it, I'm like, yeah.
I didn't mean to like even say it. Like now I'm cringing at how I even would have come off.
Laura,
but truly,
are you hearing me?
Like...
A gay man say that you can say that.
Okay. Thanks.
Laura can say faggot.
Thanks. Because I was one, honestly.
Ask
my psychic.
I've heard that before, like a girl being like, I'm like a gay man. It's
I'm
like
a gay man in a path light.
No. But when you say it, I'm like, I could see that.
I was versed.
So don't
in
cringe.
Life. Yeah.
You reverse.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a verse energy.
You reverse top.
It's a verse top.
No,
Jamie's hot.
Jamie has big dom top vibes.
Yeah. I want him to do like, a push up and then pounce on me and then just like.
He's like 6'5", bald. We've talked about
bald,
this.
Yeah,
it's like
bald
Corey Stahl vibes.
Truly nothing better.
Like, kick me in the face.
Yeah.
I don't want Uncle Jamie to like kick me in the face with like a square toed shoe.
I want him to go. Right in the mouth.
He wears,
right in the
he has horrific style. He has awful,
he's
horrible
wearing
style.
Like a like a biking. I want you to hold the mic up to him and be like, "What do you think of Uncle Jamie's style?"
What do you think about Gig? Oh, they're outside. They're right outside.
Carrie has
painting.
Window cleaners that are like going up and down intermittently past the window behind him, and it's the most like amazing thing to see. But I really would love them to weigh in on Uncle Jamie.
Please weigh in.
Finale of season 3, Ron J. What do you make of Uncle Jamie and his style? Go.
What do you make of that? No, he comes in. He comes blowing in with the wind with a suitcase. Comes right into the Larita house, and he's there with a mission.
He's there with a mission. And the mission is, once again, let's set Ashley up to just like fucking shame her on camera.
Yeah.
And ask her the and same now
have
questions.
A, and now have a gay man shame her.
Yeah. They're like, well, we've had the whole family. We've flown her dad in and her stepmom to like collectively shame at a restaurant. Where? What else can we do? And they're like, we'll have Jamie come in and ask her the same questions that always make her cry and flee the scene. Like, how have they not realized that this is not, like, no one coming in and communicating with Ashley this way yields positive results?
I also like Jamie. I do like hearing him and how him and Chris have always been, like, the closest.
Mm-hmm.
It's sweet. Chris is tender when Jamie's there.
Yeah. I love it cutting to Jamie, like, explaining what he does. And he goes, I'm a chef. I'm a stylist. I do it all. I was like,
Yeah. Also, he was wearing,
artist.
Like, sweatpant capris in that scene.
His style's unclear. He looked like he'd just gotten done, like, biking. Like, you know those bike riders that, like, ride their skinny bikes on the side of the road? Like, he had a shirt like that, but then, like, a huge chain.
And I was like,
is he, like, biking?
Well, season four, there's a big gay wedding with Jamie and his husband, and they're both bald, and they live in this, like, crazy property in Illinois, and it's hot as fuck, and Caroline officiates it.
Holy shit.
And they all go, and, like, Joe Giudice makes horrible gay jokes the whole time.
Great.
Yeah.
As one does. Does he give a speech where then he just says like a ton of gay slurs?
Joe? No. I mean, he gets like emotional. He like cries.
He started to go into speech mode, and it makes me want to keep watching Ronjay because I'm like, his speeches are now, it's like.
He says something to Greg, something about being a bottom. And then he's like, Greg, I'm sorry. Do you hate me now? Like, I'm really sorry. And then, so I think he feels bad. And then at the wedding, he gets like teary eyed watching Jamie get married.
Joe's really new to the whole. He's has a lot of like processing to do.
He's complicated, but he needs to also shut the fuck up.
But yeah, he also cannot like.
So can't Jamie comes over because Jamie. They basically are like Ashley's like, Uncle Jamie and I have a lot in common. He was always like the black sheep of the family, so I really feel like we're kind of similar in that way. So I'm excited to see him. And Jamie and Ashley compare tats because Jamie's covered.
Yeah,
he's like he's like Red Dragon.
Yeah.
And he basically gets Ashley to disclose that she has a new tattoo that she got while the crew was in Punta Cana, and it's on the top of her foot, which is my hell. And it's
a real dark place to get tatted.
And it's a man or woman, both. Anyone who has a tattoo on their foot, I'm like,
The only kind of foot ankle tattoo combo I've seen that I've ever liked and accepted was like Nicole Richie's. Like, she has what looks to be a rosary or something that like wraps around her ankle and goes on the top of her foot. And it kind of is like delicate and cool. But every other top of the foot tattoo takes me to a place of hell.
I had a swim coach who had a clover on her ankle, I remember.
That's cute.
And I was like,
you're like, good luck.
She was cool. I was just
like, life good.
Top of the morning to you.
They're always after me. My name is Blarney O'Donnell.
Blarney O'Shaughnessy O'Donnell. Blarney O'Shaughnessy. Blair O'Shaughnessy.
Ashley has a face full of fillers at this point, right? Like, she's been poked and prodded a little bit. She's looking glam. I won't lie. Like, she's looking hot as fuck.
She looks great. I think she's maybe, like, late. She stopped, like, partying a little. Like, she took a break.
She looks a little old. Like, full extensions or just, like, a really good blowout. And, like, her fillers are on point. Stop
partying.
No, she's just young, so like she can, like, cover it all right up there. With makeup. And she has, I have a swallow tattoo on my forearm. It's a swallow. And then Jamie's like, you can't go out to a bar and some guy asks you what it is. And you go, it's a swallow. I was like, why the fuck do you think she got a swallow?
Yeah, he's like, a girl looking like you at your age. He's like, don't tell a man that in a bar. And he's like, say it's a sparrow.
She's like, could, but it's a swallow.
But it's a swallow, Uncle Jamie. And he's like, I actually like him giving, he's like, what? Don't tell people that.
She loves it.
Her and then tattoo. Jacqueline's like, she's like, why am I surprised? She's like, I'm not surprised. She's like, next time I see Ashley, she'll have tattoos on her face.
I'm like, okay, Jacqueline, I don't think so. But also, who gave her money to go get tattooed? Like, tattoos cost money. And if she doesn't have a job, someone's paying for it. You can't really be that mad if, like, you're the one that's doing a direct deposit into her checking account every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Chris goes, also,
can I have that money?
Yeah. Send it to me. I'll give you the routing number. Chris goes, looks like someone shit on a foot.
At one point, Chris is like, Jamie starts giving her advice, and he's like, basically, like, you're a mess, you need to get your shit together, like, you know, just when you think Jamie's gonna be like the hero, he like just shames her even more than anyone else.
What's the same fucking conversation where he goes, what are you up to, what do you want to do with your life? And she goes, I really want to move to LA, like, I still want to move to LA. And then he's like, oh, you have a job there? And I'm like, oh, here we go again. Like, this always ends the same fucking way. And then he's like, you don't do anything around here. You're pretty worthless. You have no job. And then to get shamed by, like, your hot gay uncle is a fate worse than death.
Who you probably, like, idolize a little.
Yeah, who you expect to just be, like, kind of sassy to your parents and, like, take your side, but, like, low-key on the side, be like, hey, like, what's the plan? How can I help you? Like, instead, yeah. It's like, you're a fucking worthless piece of shit, and Ashley just flees to the bathroom. I was like, don't blame her.
And then she comes back in, Jacqueline gets her, and she's like, go away, Mom. And then she comes back in, and Chris goes, look, and don't take this the wrong way, but I know you come across, she comes across as a bitch. And I was just like, oh my God. He's like, but she really means well. I'm like, Jesus Christ. He's like, I want to find that thing inside you that I know is there. I'm like, my God.
And then everyone reveals that Ashley is going to just stay in New Jersey for now. And I was like, this is a real non-drama twist. After all of that, after, like, Jacqueline fleeing to the dungeon of a restaurant to, like, have a panic attack and, like, barricade herself into a wall, entomb herself forevermore. To
call in her arsonist ex-husband.
Oh, yeah, having her ex-husband and his wife who are just out on bail from freshly setting their house aflame.
Yeah.
So they could buy rings.
And then Caroline goes, she comes in and goes, Ashley's smarter than all of us. And she smiles. She goes, she knows exactly how to work it with the extended family. But one day, Ashley's going to wake up and everyone's going to be gone. That's like, my God.
Right? Yeah. Jesus, why? Caroline.
Jesus Christ.
Why would everyone be gone?
Ashley's smarter than all of us.
I was like, right. Everything you just said is wildly off base.
Yeah. Caroline's trying to prove that Ashley, like, killed something.
Yeah. She's like, Ashley,
I have a cat.
That's exactly what she's doing.
She killed my dog.
One day, everyone will be gone. I'm like, everyone will be gone. This is true. What narrative are you living in?
Yeah, also, like, dark.
Ashley just wants to fucking party and wants her mom to shut the fuck up and give her money. Like, that's...
Yeah, it's not that deep. It's very simple.
Yeah.
She just is, like, immature and, like, emotionally stunted and wants to party and doesn't know what she wants to do. Like, most kids her age.
Yeah. And, like, wants to go to LA. I get it.
Like, yeah. And also, like, what are you, like, your kids aren't doing that much different.
Yeah. They just aren't, they just, like, don't tell you to shut up.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Caroline rules.
Caroline rules.
We cut to Caroline back at it. And she's talking about, she goes, life is about following your dreams.
This is basically, this little moment is like Caroline's little like swan song of like, what am I going to do now as an empty nester?
Yeah. Like, remember that Caroline was like going to also try and get a job or like have a career after her career of being a mom has come to an end.
And during her, midway through her broadcast, Caroline and Chris crash it. And then Lauren and Chris crash it. And Caroline goes, what are you doing here?
And they all I'm gonna laugh.
Cry. It's like the most shocking. Oh, I'm gonna cry.
She loves it.
She's
a very easy to please woman. Mm-hmm.
She is.
Yeah, it's very simple. Like, all she wants is a little attention.
All she wants is her kids. I want Caroline. I want the Caroline I want to see is the Caroline that we saw on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Hair slicked back, wearing like a pantsuit.
Boss bitch and, like, Caroline.
Boss, just like a fucking hammer.
Gun in her waistband, Caroline.
Like, gun, rifles, her... rifles in each leg. Like,
yeah.
Her legs and arms are all like assault rifles.
Are full rifles. And like,
what was the person you said fires one and then blows?
What?
Who was the person we said had like a rocket launcher on their leg and then like puts
Danielle.
It out?
Was you it did, Danielle?
Danielle, yes.
Like Rose McGowan and fucking
yeah,
Planet Terror. Caroline, yeah, I want her like assassin Caroline, and I want her like flock of seagulls Caroline hair back. That was like at the Blackwater event, like that powerful fucking mane that she rocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
her hair can do so many metal. Things. Yeah, hair metal. She should start like a hair metal screamo band.
As we'll see later, she should start a hair metal band with Linda Marie, the photographer.
Yes,
her hair was out of fucking control.
Linda Marie was the crown jewel of this entire episode, and we didn't get enough of her.
She was true Jersey excellence.
Mm-hmm. Someone calls in to Caroline's show, and like in the most monotone voice, she's like, Caroline goes, "What's your dream?" And she goes, "I want to buy a house and fill it with kids and travel the world." And then Caroline goes, "Sounds like you're an adventurer." And the caller goes, "Yep."
It was so, and Caroline's like, "Oh, that's great." And then you see Lauren and Chris are like cracking up because they're like, "This is so weird. Who called? Who was that woman?"
And then everyone laughs at this poor woman that truly seems like she'll never have a house, fill it with kids, and travel the world. And then Caroline's like, "My kids are just cracking up." Oh, and then this woman's dropped like forever. Let's go back like, to her like
drives her car into a lake.
Yeah.
I just want to travel.
Fill it with like, kids and travel the world.
Do that was her like last phone call.
We'll leave the house at home, right? Yeah.
Woman, that was her like, last phone call ever.
This is her cry for help phone call that was like reaching out just to like. Mm-hmm. To not have to like enter the void. She was like, I'm so sad. Let me just like call into Caroline Rules and it'll give me the hope I need to survive another day. And then it didn't work.
You're going to leave the house at home, right?
You'll leave the house at home, right?
Oh, you sound like an adventurer. Oh, God.
You can't take it.
So then we cut to Nona and Giacinto come over. Nona and Nono come over for the big night at the Judice, the big portrait. And Nono just got drops in his eyes. So he's for his like glaucoma or something, and he's like basically blind. And he walks into the house, he's in a terrible mood, and Teresa goes, out, Bobo, like, she's calling from, like, the balcony with her skinny Italian shirt on, and she's like, go sit down, and then you see Linda Marie, the photographer, who's wearing a leather, like, a pleather trench, and her hair is teased to the nines, full-on, like, mullet-esque, Jersey, like, Bon Jovi, height of Bon Jovi, queen of, like, Bayonne. Mm-hmm. And she's in there with her like assistant who's wearing like a mink.
I wrote Linda Marie the photog is a hot bitch.
She's one hot bitch. And she goes, "Hi, how are you?" And Giacinto looks at her and he goes, and he like runs by, and then Teresa's like, "Look, you got some pretty women here."
I know y'all like to look at the pretty women.
I know you like to look at the beautiful women. And then she just like, he's like, ugh, and he like walks by Linda Marie.
He goes straight into like a couch room and just lays horizontal on the couch. Like, he does the thing where you put your feet on the ground, but you just lay horizontal on the couch and pray for a swift death. And he goes, "Story of my life. My eyes."
And then Nona walks in and shakes Linda Marie's hand, and she goes, well, you're a lot friendlier than he was.
Linda Marie was and hurt. Nono go head to head during this photo shoot. It's a war of the wills.
It's a true war. And
prior though to the photo shoot, we see Victoria getting ready for her like spring formal or like prom or something. And she has a sign in her room that said, "Christ is risen." I was just like, whoa.
I kind of glossed over this whole plot. I was like, but
Victoria thing. I just love like Kathy doing her hair in like a fluffy, like Farrah Fawcett hair.
I want Kathy to do my hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
Kathy came in and it seemed really relaxing.
I loved it. Yeah. Like, I would be so stressed if my mom was even like touching my hair. I'd be like screaming at her. But like, their mother daughter bond seems like really natural and like positive vibes only.
Kathy starts crying about, she's like, when she was just like yesterday, they were putting her on my chest, looking down at her for the first time. I'm like, damn.
Kathy's giving Oscar-worthy performance in this episode. She's in a different realm where she's doing like terms of endearment acting.
Yeah, her act, she's like fully like performing for the camera in this episode, and I was really into it.
Yeah. I agree. Like, what, nothing happens in Victoria's prom journey.
Well, she has that amazing like white tent pre-prom photo party, which is extremely Jersey and very like, the pre-photos is always so stressful.
Do the family, you're like, so her family put up a tent and invited like all the family members over to watch her get her photos taken before she goes to prom. Okay, I was wondering, like, I didn't know
they're
that
just
that was
so
like a
rich
thing.
Also, she had her bridal shower over the weekend, and
she's getting married.
Her new house is enormous, and they had like a full, like, it looked like a wedding. It was like a full, insane bridal shower. Caroline Manzo was there, Lauren Manzo was there, Rosie was there, and it looked really intense.
Wow!
But like, beautiful. Wow! And Lauren was like, Lauren tweeted, or she posted like, "I expect nothing but perfect from Kathy Wakili."
Yeah, Kathy. When Kathy digs into a project, it's going to be A+ execution every time.
Notice will be absent, Melissa.
Tree. Rude.
I mean, they had a true falling out, but I noticed
hire
that
Kathy
Rosie
to do pastries.
Me too. Rosie post. Kathy was reposting every photo that people posted of it, but she didn't repost Rosie's photos. I noticed.
Drama is
pointed.
Mm-hmm.
Intentional. But the pre-prom or the pre-dance photos like were always so stressful, because I'd be like, first you'd be like, I don't have friends, no one's gonna invite me, and then you would go and it was like awkward. All the parents were there. And then you would go sit in a car and drink before the dance.
Mm-hmm.
At least I did.
The last prom I went to was just like a hot... Well, I went to prom at boarding school where we like literally, it was like 12 of us left in my graduating like family. And we like dressed up and like went on like a dinner train. And then at one point like danced, but it was not like a prom. And then my last like true high school prom, it was like just a fucking coke fest.
You did blow?
Yeah. I was just like, went with like a group. It was like me and my date and then my friend, like two other friends that were dates. And we like met at my dad's house and then just like proceeded to go sit in like a park parking lot and get really coked out and then like go into prom and continue to be coked out. I don't even like remember.
Yeah,
what we like danced to or anything.
We had like party buses that we drank on, but we had at my high school proms, I because I went to a few because it was like my prom, then like I went to some like of my girlfriends, like girlfriends plural, like the all girl schools, they had their prom, so like you would just go to a bunch. And but every time you walked in, there was either a line of nuns or priests like ready to smell your breath. Oof. So you had to be careful.
Yeah, so, you had to be careful with alcohol. Ours too. I think that they were doing like breath checks or whatever. Found a way around that.
But yeah, Kathy, Rich turns to Kathy at one point and he goes, "You know what I think?" He goes, "You did such a great job with the kids." And Kathy goes, "But now they're all leaving me." So dramatic.
Kathy goes, "I love being a mom. It fulfills me."
Yeah, she goes, this is my dream.
Like bought it. Hook, line, and sinker, like Kathy's Academy Award.
Oh, for sure.
Speeches.
So the rest of the episode is just based around this photo shoot.
Adriana, Teresa is dressing her up like a Vegas showgirl.
I know.
She looks like in those old timey photos you could take at like Six Flags where you dress up as like a bluesy, like just sitting on the piano with like a cut playing card in your garter.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. That's like Adriana's whole vibe. And Gia inspecting baby Joey's hair at one point. She goes, "Oh, you're getting so much hair like Adriana."
Well, Gia, yeah, so Adriana locks them out for a second. Gia always runs out to greet Tio Joe. It's like kind of weird. Mm-hmm. And then she comes in and she goes, "Someone locked us out." And then she walks in and they all come in and everyone's like playing nice. It's actually like a pretty friendly night. Like everyone's in a good mood.
Everyone looked amazing. The photos turned out great. Linda Marie wilded it out. She has like a
Linda Marie
that she's like tickling people with. And she's like, "Woo, again, can I make you laugh? What?" And
she's like, "Come on, Giacinto." She goes, "Can I get a laugh from you?" And he just goes,
"He goes, not happy. When will this be over?" In Italian.
"When will this be over? Hey, when will this be over?"
I love Nono.
Nono's really like so pissed. Reminds me of
Joe, Judy Che. Like they seem very similar. Like I see exactly why Tree married.
Yeah,
Juicy Joe.
And Joe Gorga's so not his dad. When he comes in, he walks over to the couch room and he like sits down with his dad, and his dad's just kind of like,
my eyes. I love that he's just like blind through this whole thing.
R.I.P. Nono.
No, gone but not forgotten.
But he still had a lot of time left, even in this, because there were
10 good years.
Yeah, they were like so worried about him.
Yeah. Then Melania decides she's over this shoot and decides to break free and run around. And Tree, and to get her back in the shoot, goes, "Melania, do you want to see Justin Bieber tomorrow?" And that gets Melania, whips her right into shape. I love thinking of Melania as a Belieber.
Oh yeah,
like so she's young.
I know, but she,
their kids,
she
was an like old soul. 4 years old when they discovered Justin Bieber, and like have grown up into teenagers being like crazy fans of his.
Yeah, I feel like he's kind of, people have grown out of him. Like he's sort of. I mean, he still has a rabid following, but I feel like there are new people now who have even more intense followings.
Yeah, but he was like, our generation didn't have anything like that, right? Aside from just like heartthrobs when you're a teen or something.
Yeah, I guess
like
there was like NSYNC, Backstreet, and Britney, but like we didn't, but not like the.
But it wasn't One Direction, like you would be One, like a 3-year-old and love like Backstreet Boys.
No. I think like One Direction and Belieber like changed the game.
Yeah, like where One Direction fans, you could get in as insane. A toddler, like you would find the kind of like connective love so hard for something as that young. Like I liked like Sesame Street and like Raffy.
Yeah, and like Barney.
Yeah. I was even too old for Barney. I liked Wishbone.
I like Barney. I called him Barnier.
That's Pig gorgeous.
Barnier.
I really shit on Barney a lot because I thought I was way too cool. And then I like would make fun of my sister every time she wanted to watch Barney. And then she had to like shame watch Barney. So, Sarah, if you're listening, Barney. I'm sorry.
Sarah Shane Halls.
Sorry for Barney shaming Sarah Shane Halls as a young Barney head. Who was I had on her love?
I had this like bootleg Barney that you like squeeze it in and it would release and make like an air like it made this like demented noise and it was like Blarney. It wasn't Barney. It was like from like Slovakia. But I was obsessed with it. My mom got me like the real Barney and I wanted Barney. I wanted
you
like
wanted
the
Barney.
I wanted Barnier.
Barnier.
that was like my first one of my first like queer roots.
Barnier. That should have Barnier. As soon as if I had a son and he was like, "Mom, can I watch Barnier?" I'd be like, "Honey," I'd pour him a glass of rosé and clinky.
Do you want to talk about something?
Do you want to talk about something? I accept you just as you are.
I accept you and Barnier just as you are. That's but yeah, the photo shoot goes well. Yeah, they're just like... At one point, Teresa's like, Melissa, I really want to just be good. And like, it seems... It's like the first time I've ever seen them like be like... Teresa be like really affectionate with her.
Yeah. Teresa was feeling on top of the world. And I just love seeing the Giudices and the Gorgas get along and break bread together as like a happy family. That's how it should
Teresa
be.
Teresa also says my nieces and nephew about Melissa's kids. I was like, I think it's the other way around.
Oh, Tree. Joe gives another killer speech.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Tree, organize this photo shoot and we're family.
We're family. And then Joe Gorga goes, is that so much to ask, family? And then at one point we get Joe being like talking about his kids and he's like how they all look like him.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point he's like, I've got three beautiful kids. I just want one more beautiful little girl and I'm going to name her Jovina. Jovina.
God heard that and was like, I can't let this happen. Nope. No, the answer is no. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Jovina.
Jovina?
Jovina wouldn't have been right.
I just love... I'm going to name her Jovina.
Have a little daughter, one more little girl, name her Jovina.
He would.
He absolutely would. He was serious. It's not a joke.
Yeah, no.
Jesus is not letting that happen.
But yeah, so everything, basically it's to show like things seem really good with Teresa. She's finally like making nice. Everyone seems like they've reached somewhat of a good place. And then all that's about to change.
All of it's about to just get upended because Teresa's book, Fabulosity, has come out. We literally time warp.
Fabulicious.
Fabulous. Oh, fabulous. Yeah, we rock it through.
We rock it through a wormhole into like June. It's from March to like deep June.
I have no idea. Like space and time have become.
It was like contact.
It was. Jodie Foster did a contact.
Through various wormholes, like Ellie to Control, can you read me? And they should have like, sent a poet. Yeah.
And then you're at just like the Manzo brunch.
I had no idea. Remember? They're alive. That's my favorite part. She sees like they pass by like a planet with like alien city lights on it, and Jodie Foster goes, "They're alive!" And then it goes, "Wow, wow, wow!" And then just like takes them into another wormhole.
Oh my god! I actually have never seen Contact.
What?
I know. I have pretended Laura, this entire time through our entire relationship. Okay, I'll watch it tonight.
Watch it tonight. It's actually it holds up. It's so good. Jodie Foster fucking slays in it. And you get to see her and Matthew McConaughey like fuck, which is so weird.
Sexy.
And it's incredible and it's amazing and it's gay. It's queer. You'll feel like, I think you'll feel like kinship with it. I think off it's just scene. Okay. The effects still hold up.
I'm in. Okay, I'm in. I'm gonna do it.
Good.
The Manzo,
I love that you played
brunch.
Along with that.
I've played along with contact, and I realized it's time for me to be honest and come clean.
It's about 3 hours, so devote Buckle your life.
Up. Okay, great.
Buckle up, baby.
The Manzos are having brunch on the deck, and then Lauren Manzo decides to start shit and tell Caroline that Tree talked major trash on her and her new book, Fabulicious. And
Caroline comes out with like a summery salad for everyone, and then Chris goes, Greg, this is why we thought you'd do for us when you lived with us. I was like, can't go one moment without
please.
Yeah, so Lauren couldn't wait, by the way.
No, she was giddy. She was quaking with excitement. Mm-hmm. And then she tells Caroline, she's like, Teresa had a lot to say about you. And Caroline goes, me?
Yeah. Lauren hates Teresa so much. She was so ready to do this.
Yeah. And then we get to Kathy and Rich. Like, before we even get to, like, the what Tree said about Caroline payload, we cut to Kathy and Rich, and they're reading the cookbook. And what did she say about Kathy? Said her baby sister... Oh, no. That was about Melissa. She said some shit about Kathy. And then that made her and Rich mad. So Rich puts the cookbook in the trash.
Yeah. She said something about Kathy's like wanting to open a restaurant or something and like being like stupid.
I can't even remember. Or maybe she didn't say anything and they're mad.
No, she didn't say anything about Kathy.
And so then they're mad about it.
Yeah.
Honestly, okay, I get why people are mad, but I'm also like, she has to sell copies of her book. Like, she's on a show. You know that she talks shit, like,
and it's benefiting all of you.
Yeah, like, it's nothing she said is that bad. It's just like funny disses, and it's dumb, but it's also like, I wouldn't worry about it that much.
And it's keeping you all in. It's keeping everyone in the press.
Yeah,
as the housewives love to say, the press.
Get over it, the press.
Any press is good press, you know. It's mm-hmm. and Teresa knows what she's doing. She's got to create a plot for the next season. It's basically, and Kathy goes, well, it reads more like a tabloid. So I guess if you're not confident in the food you're cooking, you need to resort to other ways.
About Melissa, she says her baby sister-in-law copies everything she does, from the shoes she wears to the chairs on her front porch. And Melissa goes, I don't even have chairs on my front porch. And I was like, I love, like, it's classic Tree to just say shit.
Yeah, I love my baby sister-in-law can't stop copying. And then I think Kim is there, and her Melissa's sister, and she's like, And then we find out that, well, Jacqueline goes over to Teresa's house and she's crying about Ashley. She's like, look, my skin's broken out. She's like, her hair is falling out. She's like in a mess.
And like, just fucking kick her out already. Like, clearly if it's like now causing you to have like physiological symptoms of unwellness, you should get rid of her.
Well, that's the one sound advice Teresa gives. She's like, well, you and Chris need to be strict.
Yeah.
And like,
I mean,
come down on her a little.
It's their own fucking fault. They're letting her live there. They're helping her with money.
Yeah. And then Caroline finds out that she made fun of Chris, that Teresa makes fun of, says Caroline's 1/16th Italian. She's not really fully Italian. She's like Olive Garden
Italian or whatever she is, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, it's like she basically calls her the Olive Garden.
Caroline's as Italian as the Olive Garden. I love Italians beefing with other Italians over like how Italian they are, because Tree is like full-blooded Italian.
She's like, her first language is Italian.
Yeah, like comes from Santa Clausalina, is a true Mamma Mia. And Caroline,
well, Caroline, you could tell Caroline last season when they went to Italy felt a little like insecure about it because she didn't speak it. She felt like some kind of shame about her lack of Italian.
Yeah, she's just kind of like a white woman who likes to cook meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
And she also trolls. She says something about
meatballs.
Well, she trolls the meatballs, but she trolls the worst thing you can do to Caroline is make fun of her children. And she goes after Chris Manzo having the idea to have a stripper car wash.
I do not believe that it is appropriate for a stripper to be in a car wash.
This is a family cookbook. And I don't think that's appropriate for family.
Cool.
And Caroline goes, go after my kids.
That's it.
That's it.
I just love like Lauren bringing it up and then Caroline going, me.
She wrote about me?
Me?
Well, they're so sick of them at this. They're like, she goes, that's it. That's it for me.
All she needed is an excuse. Mm-hmm. Then Greg comes in with the best burn where they're like, Chris Manz is like 1/16th Italian. Like, I wonder who did that math. And then Greg goes, their accountant. Maybe they're.
Oh my God, that was.
And I was like, lolled.
Burn of the season.
Yeah, he's got their number.
So effortless.
And I love, like, he's not afraid. He delivers consistently the best burns of Tree. And, like,
they can't really say anything to him.
Yeah, they can't because they know that he will burn again.
One, I don't think they're smart enough to know what he's saying. And two, I think that they're like. Joe's already walking on thin ice from season one when he called the dance instructor a faggot.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows, like, she can't say anything.
Yeah.
But he is good.
Yeah.
And Teresa's like, you go after my kids. I'm sorry. You're done.
This is
and
a
then
cookbook.
Back at.
Caroline goes, this is a cookbook, not a bashing book. What's good a bashing point. Book?
A burn book.
A bashing book. I love it. Caroline, that's like her with like a knife.
This is a cookbook.
Not a bashing book.
Not a bashing book. Caroline with her little like...
Her sad like downturned mouth. She's so disappointed. I love just so disappointed that someone would say this.
And then Jacqueline's like, hey, so I notice you like talk shit about everyone... in our lives, in your cookbook. And she's like, what's that all about? And Teresa's like, what? It was a joke. You know, haha, funny.
Then Jacqueline's like, well, I mean, you did say like,
well,
Caroline
first Jacqueline
was...
takes the book and she goes, I don't, she goes, where here does it say it's a joke?
That was a good, I love Jacqueline really trying to like harness her confidence and like confrontation. Cause you can tell it takes a lot for her to like, speak up in this way.
Yeah.
And I admired like her stepping out of her comfort zone and like she does it in like, mm-hmm. a funny way. I have respect. And then she's like,
I do too.
Well, if you say that Caroline's 1/16th Italian, you're basically saying that my husband is 1/16th Italian. And Tree is not happy. Tree goes, I'm kind of starting to get a little pissed off.
Yeah, because she knows, and then she's like, she equates herself to Lucille Ball.
That was a wild reach. Everyone loves me, and they think I'm like Lucille Ball. It was like, you.
This is her reckoning when she just realizes that everyone hates her.
Yeah, is that what next season's all about?
Mm-hmm.
The We Hate Tree season.
I mean, we could just do it.
I don't know if I can take much more.
Yeah, same.
I mean, I think I will probably watch like on my own, mm-hmm. but I'm also ready for like new journeys.
Yeah.
But I'm fascinated by like this truly. I didn't, because I think back in the day had stopped by this point watching Ronje, and to see like the downfall, like this is just like Tree is like a boulder falling down a cliff. And is yeah, just I don't know if I can, this point teetering on the top of it.
I don't know if I can do it again either.
It's a real it's a real tragedy what happens to her.
It is.
But she's bounced
back. Tough Sicilian.
So she's a tough Sicilian bitch.
The Tough Sicilian Bitches chapter might have to close for now.
Might come to an end. This is
we're coming
to
an end.
This is a laughing podcast, not a bashing podcast.
Not a bashing podcast. Yeah, I just don't know if I can watch like family. Ugh.
This season started to feel like it wore on me after a while, where I was just like, them again. Like, I need, we'll find our new.
Mm-hmm. We'll find something new.
Also, it's like summertime. I just feel like I'm so sad that Lohan Beach House had to be so bad that it couldn't warrant a whiff of a second season or any follow-up whatsoever.
That it wasn't picked up by even Russian Today.
I know.
A tragedy.
I would watch like a dubbed Russian version of season
me
two.
Too.
I feel like Putin. Yeah,
I feel like Putin.
A summer, a sexy summery show.
But we'll find something new.
Yeah, we're gonna kill it. I'm not worried about us. I'm more worried about Trini.
And I miss Danielle.
I miss her so much. She truly was the missing link of this season.
Yeah, her absence haunted the season, I think.
Yeah, her spirit never left. Like she was still with me. But I felt like my body and soul kept waiting for her to come on the screen or like stir shit up, because she was the queen and still is the queen.
She is. Well,
the season ends with like little recaps of what their sad lives are now. And it says Ashley lives at home and legally changed her name to Ashley with two E's.
She has no job and legally changed her name to Ashley.
Incredible. Teresa's book spent 1 week on the New York Times bestseller list. I was like, same. That's all it takes. That's all you gotta do. And Joe abandoned his bankruptcy filing amidst allegations of fraud. So this is truly the boulders just about to start
rolling down.
It says Kathy is still stirring things up, ... In the kitchen. Melissa's song was number 14 on the dance chart.
I know. That's huge. That was good. Yeah. That was really good.
I've been singing On Display to myself this entire past week.
I can see the weight of the world pushing down on me.
On display.
Each and every day.
They can keep on. And Tree didn't come to Joey's first birthday. And Caroline is done with Tree.
She's done. Done.
I'm had enough. I'm out.
I've had enough of this.
But how many reunions are there? One.
There's two.
Two.
So we'll recap the reunions.
Yeah.
And then
it's a brave new world out there. What are we going to do next? We don't even know.
That's a secret. We'll never tell.
It's a true mystery.
If you have any suggestions.
Mystery. Yeah, suggest. We don't have to listen to anything you say, but suggest anyways.
Suggest away.
We'll see if you're right.
Lars.
Kerr. Thank you so. You can follow Kara E. Cario, and
you can subscribe to Patreon for a bonus episode. Other bonus episodes.
There's an incredible cachet of content that awaits you. Seasons 1 and 2 of Vanderpump Rules, bonus episodes, the whole entirety of Pumped Podcast, which was like the first iteration of my Vanderpump Rules podcasting. Career is on there. Like, it's just, there's so much stuff, so check it out,
get into it.
patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And until next time,
register to vote.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.